You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Ministry of Education is seeking feedback for their proposal to ban the selling of sugary drinks in schools, which would mean students in years 1 to 8 would only be allowed to drink water, milk and plant-based milks. While banning the sale of sugary drinks in schools is a good start in addressing New Zealand's rising youth health issues, some believe that it doesn't go far enough. Ahead of submissions closing today, I spoke to Bodo Lang, Associate Professor of Marketing at the University of Auckland, about the issue. When you're talking about sugary drinks in schools, you're not just talking about fizzy drinks, right? Things like flavoured milk and juice are being sold in schools to children, and they also have tons of sugar, right?
Yes, absolutely right. So sugary drinks is a much broader category than what people often think it is. So it's not just, you know, Coke-type drinks, but it's basically all sorts of drinks. It's sports drinks, energy drinks, Red Bull, the juices, even though they don't contain any added sugar, are a real contributor to sugar intake amongst New Zealanders because they are very high in fructose, which is naturally occurring sugar. Flavored milk, I hate to say, even though I used to really like it, is a major carrier of sugar as well. So there's the category of sugary beverages is much broader than just fizzy drinks, basically.
The selling of sugary drinks in schools has been self-restricted and self-regulated by manufacturers for a time now. Has that reduced the amount of sugary drinks being sold in schools at all?
It hasn't really packed a punch as it was intended. And the problem is that there are two kind of really big loopholes with this regulation at the moment. The first one is that most schools have canteen operators who are run privately, and so they just go out and buy whatever drinks they feel like buying and then provide them to school children. So if the industry, as it has a code of conduct that prevents them from selling certain drinks directly to schools, that doesn't really pack a punch because school canteen operators buy drinks directly from supermarkets or wholesalers anyway. So there's really there's very little restriction that has happened as a result of this. The second loophole is that in the initial consultation and initial agreement, it was really quite focused on fizzy drinks. And as we've just discussed before, the problem with sugar in drinks is far, far broader than just fizzy drinks. It, you know, goes into energy drinks and all sorts of other drinks as well. So the current restrictions haven't really packed a punch, and that is why we're seeing the health statistics to continue to spiral out of control.
Yeah, you say that we're selling sickness in schools. Could you just elaborate a bit on this?
Absolutely. So there's a really large body of literature in public health that has shown pretty clearly that excess sugar intake is a major contributor to a whole raft of diseases. Carriers is one of them. And diabetes and obesity are others, and there are many more. And so the recommendations typically in terms of sugar intake per day are 3, 6, or 9 teaspoons for children, women, or men. But what New Zealanders consume on average per capita is far in excess of those recommendations, far, far in excess of those recommendations. And so as a result, we can continue to see the health statistics in New Zealand spiraling out of control, which effectively is selling sickness in schools.
At the moment, the proposal only applies to the selling of sugary drinks in primary schools. Do you think that this goes far enough?
No, I do not. There's no reason why we should start and stop at primary schools, because consumption habits are established before pupils arrive at primary school, and they certainly continue to develop past primary school. So what the proposal really needs to do is it needs to be far broader and include early learning centres, primary schools, intermediate schools and secondary schools, because this is where the problem is occurring. And the latest health statistics show that the rate of obesity is increasing in New Zealand from already a very, very high base. So, you know, whatever we're doing at the moment, it's not nearly good enough. And so restricting the current proposal to restrict sugary drinks just to primary schools doesn't go far enough.
In response to this proposal, some have said that it won't make much of a difference because children will be able to buy sugary drinks in other ways. How do you respond to this?
Sure they can, but there's also I think it's a very poor argument to make, because it's like, up to a third of the food that is being consumed by children in a day is being consumed at school. And so we need to really model what good nutrition looks like starting in schools. And if schools then want to individually perhaps suggest to their pupils to restrict whatever they might wish to buy outside school, then that's fine. But I think using their argument to stop the legislation or the proposed legislation, I think, is a very, very poor argument because it doesn't address the actual problem.
So submissions into the proposal closed today, so there is still time for people to have their say. What would you encourage people to consider if they decide to make a submission?
Well, the first thing I would do is I would really encourage all of your listeners to make a submission. And I think it's really important because it's about, literally the future of New Zealand's health and the health of New Zealand's most vulnerable consumers, its children. There are two items that I think are most important. The first one is to ensure that the proposal is far broader than just fizzy drinks. So it needs to include flavored milk, energy drinks, sports drinks, things like this. And the second major thing I would encourage your listeners to do is to consider expanding the proposal beyond primary schools. It really needs to include early childhood learning centres, secondary schools and intermediate schools as well. So those are the two key things I would suggest.
That was Bodo Lang, Associate Professor of Marketing at the University of Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.